neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
These two Kayur Bar Mitzvah kids, zealous, it says they went to the city Betach, and then they killed everybody, and then Shechem ben Hamor and his father. So now, Rabbeinu Al-Sheikh asks, how come about the city, he says Betach, there was an assurance, very confidence. But about Shechem ben Hamor, and Hamor doesn't say that, you understand? So when they killed the people of the city, it says that they had such a confidence. But other two, it doesn't mention such a term about them. Why the Torah expresses the feeling that they had about the city is like very sure, right? But about the other two, that, you know, the father and the son, that they committed the wrongdoing, it doesn't say that. You didn't notice?
Father and son met with their father and they had an interaction with them, so they were not sure how the father would feel about, like, making him look in front of them.
No. The question here that Rabbeinu Al-Sheikh asked, the enemy that you're confronting with, do you have more courage to kill the officer, the general, or the soldier? Which one? The soldier. Whatever. But here it says they had greater confidence to kill the people of the city, because it's Betach. That's what it is added. Why? You understand? The way they wiped up the city, it was more in confidence than the other two. That's what the Torah is informing us. Betach means it was very easy for them. Just, you know.
They didn't blink.
Yeah. Why? Why? You understand the question? So this is an unbelievable thing. Rabbeinu Al-Sheikh explains, how do you compare the people of the city compared to the two that the partner of the crime? How do you compare them? Which is worse?
The city.
The city?
Yeah.
Well, you're a lawyer?
Yeah.
Why?
The city, because they sat and watched. They were more powerful than the two. If they wanted to do something, they would have done it.
I'm proud of
it. See, Rabbi Asher says, I'm the other thing. He says, you know, the problem of the crime, they had some type of desire, right? So you cannot blame him, right?
Yeah.
They had a desire. But the people of the city, they had no right to just stand and sit there and watch whatever that went on. They should have punished them. They should have, you know, at least, you know, confront them and say, why you do this? You know, poor girl, what kind of right you have? So here it says, to dissuade them, it was nothing. Why? Because actually, they do more to blame than the other two.
Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.